In this episode, discover how YouTube has updated its terms of service this week and how that changes the game in ads being run on your videos.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, there's some big news coming out of YouTube land that you need to know about. Going out of CNBC and Megan Graham's article, quote, YouTube said in an update to its terms of service this week that it has the right to monetize all content on its platform. As such, it said it'll start putting ads on videos from channels not in its YouTube partner program, which shares ad revenue with creators. It comes after Google reported, Google, by the way, just so you know, is the parent company, or maybe I should say Alphabet is the parent company of both Google and YouTube. But Google reported a particularly strong third quarter for YouTube, which saw ad growth at $5 billion, up 32% from a year ago. And it's likely to take any additional revenue for YouTube will come in this new area where they're going to put ads on videos, but won't pay the creators who aren't inside the YouTube partner program. Now, I think this is really interesting. YouTube said it has the right to monetize all content on its platform, which I think almost everybody would agree, but it gets sticky as people who may not be in the partner program are going to start having ads roll on their content. And in Forbes, they write it like this. Let's say you're a YouTube executive sitting around your office having a conversation with yourself. How can we energize our revenue like a friggin' rocket ship? By the way, they didn't say friggin', but I did, right? And then the article goes on to say that the executives at YouTube speculated that, well, why don't we just place ads on all of our videos, whether creators want them or not? And that's exactly what's going to happen because YouTube's terms of service were just updated. Now, that means that even if you decide you don't want to monetize a video, YouTube has the right to place an ad on it, which could really screw up a lot of things for business. Now, this information's early, and it'll start developing after the Thanksgiving holiday. We'll have a much better idea. But I could easily start speculating on where this could eventually go. And really, nobody knows publicly yet. But does this mean that a YouTube video that you would take and embed on your website that you don't want ads on could potentially have ads because YouTube now is flexing their muscle to monetize all the content across their platforms, right? So if that's the case and you're using a YouTube embed player, is this the end of the YouTube embed player? Dong, dong, dong. Is this the beginning of the mass public starting to realize that there are third-party players that are more valuable, that provide better business uses? Could this be a huge flow of new customers fleeing YouTube into third-party video players because of this YouTube change? It's going to be interesting to see how this flushes out over the next coming weeks after the holiday. But just be aware that YouTube's going to start showing ads on all videos, regardless if you're inside of their YPP, their YouTube partner program, or not. But they're going to be gradually placing ads on brand safe videos. Where does this go? Hey, do me a favor. As this thing develops, send me your notes. Hit me up on LinkedIn. Let me know what you think as this starts to develop because it's going to change mid-2021 and everywhere else as it starts to roll out across the U.S. and the world at large. This potentially has a huge impact on the world of video marketing.